We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
More fallout from the Jarvis Landry tirade during the Browns-Cardinals game. Sources say multiple Browns players yelled at the Arizona sideline to, quote, come get me, asking to come play for the Cardinals, and that Jarvis Landry, allegedly was one of them. And Freddie Kitchens talking about his future with the Browns. I don't care about my future as a Browns coach. I'm going to show up Monday and do the best job that I can. And that's Monday. That's the only thing I can control. Then he had a press conference and said, look, I care about my job. I just care only about the now, the present, worrying about today and this week and what we have to do to beat the Ravens. But he had said he doesn't care about his job. That's not what he meant. And I believe him. But actually, I can't believe, to be honest with you, that the management, that the brass of the Browns believes that he allegedly, according to reports and serious reports, like people that know, people that I respect, saying that they want him there for a long time to be the Cleveland coach, that they love him. And they must love losing. Because, and you know, that's all they do is lose. What is it, 12 straight losing seasons? Is that about right? Isn't that about right? 12.
Oh, yeah.
All they do is lose. Do you remember that they were the Super Bowl favorite in bets in Vegas? In Vegas, more bets were made on the Browns to go to the Super Bowl than anyone. How absolutely hilarious is that? Do you remember me doing shows on this in the summer and in early season? And right before the season, during this entire preseason, the word was the Browns were the number one pick, you know, ticket-wise in Vegas.
They had the most tickets being purchased on. They weren't the favorite in terms of odds,
no.
But they were getting the most
people
tickets
bet.
Bought on
people
them.
Bet yes. The most on the Browns, and they're all going to eat D because they're not going to the playoffs. Their season is over. They suck. They have 12 losing seasons in a row. And it's so funny to me that people actually bought into that team just because of Landry and Beckham. Isn't that his name?
Yeah, and listen, you know, I understand that the Haslams have a history with that team. You know, the last decade or so, where they were just firing coaches like every year, every other year. And you really can't do that in order to keep continuity to make them actually turn around. But you got to fire this guy this year. I don't care what the past was right now. He showed that he cannot handle the head job.
They're not going to fire him, though, according to these
people. And that's
people.
Stupid on them, because that's going to give them more losing seasons.
Do you can't handle
the job.
Do you
I hope he's the coach forever. I really do, because this stuff is great.
It's hilarious.
Like, you watch this dude at the press conferences. It's awesome.
Did you see them fighting on the sideline?
Oh, it's outstanding. This is the best thing. I could just think back to the summer, like you were just saying, and we were talking about this team, about how
they never win.
How ridiculous, not every fan, but a lot of their fans were getting about this season coming up. And what did we say? We said,
they were arguing with
me. How about
me.
You guys, instead of talking about the Super Bowl, why don't we take this step by step? And I said, how about you get a winning season?
How about you go, how about you win eight games?
And then if you're in the mix in December, maybe then you talk about a division or when you make the playoffs. And then you start talking about the bigger steps. They're not even going to have a winning season this year. I hope that guy's the coach forever, because it's hilarious watching him.
Do you think that here's another question for you. Do you think Baker Mayfield sucks?
No, I don't. I don't think he sucks. I don't think he's, you know, I think there's still work to be done.
You don't think that there's potential to say he sucks with some of the disastrous games he's thrown?
Like, still work to be done.
I mean, he throws some of the most insane passes I've seen, honestly. He just slings it to anybody.
Hero
he's
ball.
A renegade.
Hero ball.
I mean, he throws dumb passes.
And look, that's a lot of the stuff that last year and early this year, you know, my guy was doing. And they cleaned it up, and they've changed the offense to where, you know, they're not having him play hero ball
there.
Anymore. So, well, yeah, they're doing things differently. Eventually, it all still needs to piece together. Now, he was the number one overall pick. Here's the problem now with every single quarterback who gets drafted in the first round.
Right.
Going from the last 2 years and going forward. Everybody thinks that all these quarterbacks have to be Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson immediately, because those two guys immediately were game-changing. Right, and even Watson, too. Watson's been that good also. Sometimes it's going to take a guy 10, 15, 20 games. Now, some people don't have the patience for that, but it's just the facts of life. Not every quarterback that gets drafted is Mahomes or Jackson.
The facts of life. The facts of life. Do you remember that show? It was a great show. My sister
great
used
show.
To watch that. I thought Blair was kind of hot.
My fiance's aunt lives in like the duplex, or not duplex, like the development that they live in. They filmed the original Facts of Life there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.